Harbor Light Church, the local chapter of the Assembly of God Faith, shut its doors around the same time most businesses closed down. That was 7 weeks ago. Pastors have instead connected to their congregation virtually.
And their children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you.
For Sunday service, a full band is performing in the empty church. On a side screen, the lyrics are displayed. Churchgoers can stream the event live and follow along. On a recent Sunday, Pastor Kim Haggard gave his sermon on being content despite your situation.
Oh, but I just can't wait till this is over. I just can't wait till it gets back to normal. Paul's message is this: you have what you need.
He's shown in the corner of the church with a monitor displaying key passages. His church has arguably adapted better to the shelter-in-place order than any organization in town. Haggard immediately saw the need to broadcast their services virtually. They had the sound equipment and went from there.
I will tell you that it's all of us old dogs learning new tricks. I've learned video editing and sound editing.
Despite the governor's easing of restrictions on businesses and houses of worship, Haggard says there's no hurry to hold in-person services. He usually gets around 100 worshipers, and it'd be awkward to have to turn people away.
We don't all have really huge facilities at this point. And so when you start talking about a 6 feet, it doesn't take long till the fact that you've already come to maximum capacity just in the social distancing area.
Haggard and other church leaders say they're augmenting their presence in the community by reaching out on an individual basis, especially to elders who might not be on the internet.
You know, you're not texting. You're not sending them an email. You're actually getting on the phone and having the old-fashioned conversation like you and I are doing right now.
Even though he can open the church doors, he has no date in mind for when that might be. The Juneau Catholic Diocese, which covers Catholic churches across Southeast Alaska, has ordered its churches remained closed across the region. Father Steve Gallagher leads the Wrangell and Petersburg Catholic Church. He says he leads about 60 active parishioners in Wrangell. So far, he hasn't connected with them online in real time.
You're talking to a dinosaur. Are you kidding? I don't know how to do that.
But he does send out emails, letting folks know he's praying for them.
You know, sometimes I'll send them a reflection. Sometimes I'll send them a good Catholic meme.
You said a Catholic meme?
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes. I'm just very curious, like, what those could be. I want to see them.
Well, you send me an email to my address, and I will include you on our list if you want. I have no problem with that.
Lastly, I spoke with the head of Wrangell's local Mormon church. I was wondering about the two missionaries, the young guys riding their bikes along the Zamovia Highway bike path every day. Where were they? Sonoy Harrison is the local president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He says the two men were reassigned to Anchorage once the COVID-19 pandemic broke out.
So it's usually a two-year mission for the guys and an 18-month mission for the gals. And those who were within like 4 months of going home ended up being sent home early. Those who were left in the mission did relocate to be closer to the mission president.
Harrison, also a doctor at Wrangell Hospital, says that move is warranted. But since it removed so many missionaries from the system, it's hard to say whether the guys or a new pair will return even when the pandemic is finally over.
And when there's less missionaries overall, they get prioritized where there's the most people.
Harrison says there's 30 active members of his local church. While church services and meetings are happening online, Harrison says the emphasis has shifted to in-home family Bible study. The Mormon Church, worldwide, has a weekly curriculum to guide followers. Harrison says ultimately that God is leading people's learning, but he does have a message.
I love the teachings of the Savior that he said that if you are prepared, you shall not fear.
It's not bad advice for anyone, really. Whether you're a religious Mormon or not, be prepared so you do not have to fear. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.